episode, another podcast. So today's topic, we're going to divulge in a little bit about identity loss in a relationship. So you're losing your identity in a relationship and you're wondering what to do. So it's the Double Troubles drama show starts right now. Hey, I got to tell you. So welcome, people, and you know my name. You're going to get the intro to that. So we're going to look at six signs, like really six, some six sign, like the letter six, yeah, six, yeah, that word, yeah. Six signs of identity loss, but also I'm going to share somebody experience, not mine. Hey, so number one, don't forget who you are. We do so much for so much person in a relationship. We tend to forget who we are. We tend to forget our values and our morals and everything. And it's important in a relationship that you have to set boundary. Don't lose or forget yourself in a relationship. Losing yourself and forgetting yourself in a relationship is very easy, and see where you are heading in the relationship, taking a toll down and scroll down in the memory lane, and you have to wonder why you're losing yourself. And these are some of the reasons why you're losing yourself in a relationship. So, number one, don't forget who you are as an individual, because you're so heavily invested into this partner. You really cannot see who you are because this partner is overshadowing you are stifling your creativity as a person and everything like that. And you tend to forget who you are. So you basically pleasing your partner all the time, and your partner not pleasing you, which leads into our point. If you feel that your current relationship, that you keep in trying to please your partner and pleasing him or her, and their desire of reading major signs that you're losing yourself. That is a major sign. Losing yourself, you're pleasing your partner, you're doing the extra mile, you do not like. So for instance, you are an introvert, right? And you don't like to go out, you don't like to party. All you like to do is spend quality time with your partner, and you just want to watch TV, you want to have sex with them, do the most unexpected things, because you're an introvert. You're very nurture as a person, and you tend to please your partner because your partner, you tend to please your partner because your partner is an extrovert, and your partner want to go out, you want to socialize, they want to go to the movie, they want to interact with people, they want to do this and they want to do that, and you're like, So losing your identity loss is a desire, perfect example for partners that can be draining on you. You feel inadequate sometimes, something is going wrong, the fear that pressure is warranting on you for something that's needed, which is needed not to be there in the relationship, should never be there. So yes, you tend to forget yourself, you're pleasing your partner all the time, and you're very uncomfortable. So it's like it's like Steve Harvey's son, daughter, Michael B. Jordan and Steve Harvey, and Michael B. Jordan, Steve Harvey's daughter, she wanted to experience the world and do everything, but he was really running. He was showing her with money, and she's young, and she was not committed. So yeah, he was basically losing himself for her. He was pleasing her, do everything that she liked, material things and everything, show her, leave the money and the things and everything. And she was like, no, I'm not ready for this. So he also lose himself in a relationship. And then when you lose yourself in a woman, that you're really crazy madly in love, but she not crazy madly in love with you, then you start to scratch your head and wonder about Jesus, what could have caused this? Yes, you wonder what could have caused this. And then you start to begin questioning your feelings, your doubt, and your wondering. And you know, say you have some partner with life from Adam, them could have taken God off of the cross, them still alive. A life from Adam to I don't know when. It's like, I love to ask. I just love to ask this for a partner. When partner with them. Wait, what is the biggest turn off for you? And so you start to question yourself. And the feeling of draining out as if you feel that you do not matter in the relationship, your opinion does not matter. And women have a tendency, they try to be the victim and the blame game, and they do not like accountability. I always say that, and I always preach that women do not like accountability. Anyway, so that's another topic. We are not going to, you know, go there. So you know what you really need to do is being in a relationship where you're unable to be easy, questioning whether you're right for this relationship or not. And these are some of the signs. So you tend to question yourself. So I'm sure Michael even Jordan questioned himself if his relationship is right for each other. But yeah, for him and all of them, something there. And then you're so caught up with all of these things, then you forgot, say, your partner lifestyle is a reflection of yours. And you're like, oh my God, you're in a trap relationship. It's not a situation, it's a trap relationship. So everything that they do, especially if you have a partner that is weak, is just popular, and you are very introverted person, and you're dating this popular artist, and everywhere they go, camera and everything, just when they take photography, you can't eat in a piece, everybody's just taking photos, you cannot go nowhere, and everybody's just really taking photos of your partner. And you're like, sometimes you feel that you both have to make time for each other and other schedule, but it has become a one-way traffic, then this is a problem. So you find it harder to find time for your partner. Everything is about them. It is unfair if you're structuring your time and your partner's schedule. Only you both have to be there for each other, and it can just be just one person doing so in a relationship. Yeah. So you're planning a date, and you tell your woman, say, babe, you know, you can take my boat on a date. And she's like, no, you should take me out on a date, because at the end of the day, I am, yeah, you know. And so you feel like you're non-existent, you're not important in a relationship. So everything they do is affecting your schedule. And where do you find the balance? Where do you find a balance? And it's hard to find a balance like that. And your interests and priorities are all about your partner. That's something that you don't want. So each individual have his own hobbies, and it is a space that your time and your individual however can change drastically, and then sometimes totally wrong, and some adjustments are good. But if you are doing only what he or she likes, please undoes all of your hobbies are not being considered, then you are going for your individuality. And they always say that you should have friends outside of your relationship, because that just creates a sense of freedom, a sense of goodness, to say that, hey, I like to do this with my friends. I like to do this with my brethren them. And you're like, she's like, I like to do this with my girlfriend. So it's important to have different interests and stepping out of a relationship and socializing, and don't make your interests and your priorities is all about your partner. Everything is about them, and there's no me. So you have to have that. Then finally and not least, being unable to express yourself in a relationship. And guys find it really hard to express themselves in a relationship, because they don't trust. They don't have a lot of trust and faith, because they have been in relationship that girls are not loyal to them. But then again, if you're not loyal from day one, then you can't make a girl loyal to you. So the first comfortable is that you should be yourself, express yourself freely and open, and you have a mic, you have a word, your words is important. Support your word, your opinion, your thoughts, as so not to be offensive to your partner. Then what is the point of being this person? The concept of joint decision making is crucial. And even if you're not good at particular things, but you have an idea, then you must feel free to express it. And if not, we have a problem. So you must be your own individual self, and you must have a sense of being around this person. It's so comfortable when you're with your partner, being around this person is so comfortable. You can express yourself, your goofy self, and you're just enjoying yourself with this person, because you can just be who you are. And then if you cannot be who you are around that person, because the personality is dominant and you're a dominant person, it's kind of hard. So it's kind of hard, it's really hard. So it is important that you be yourself, important be around yourself, be express yourself as an individual, and don't lose yourself as an individual. So that's a wrap, people, and make sure you follow me on all social at the Double Jumbo Drama Show. Yep.